Good morning, everyone. It's time for a cup of coffee with
Thompson.
Thompson's yawning. He looks like he's all sleepy, snoozy. Hey, good morning out there. There are now over 37,000 of you out there, and we love each and every one of you. Thank you so much for tuning in and sharing and spreading the good word on the good morning with the good kid. This morning I'm drinking a lovely winter blend from 365, a full city roast, lovely, with organic Clover Stornetta, half and half, and Wholesome Sweeteners brand organic turbinado raw cane sugar, supposedly fair trade, but I'm still perturbed that they don't have an origin point on their sugar. I want to know where my food comes from. I think everybody should. And later we'll be having a few eggs, Glom's Organic Free Range, buy fresh, buy local, handmade, organic fed, hand-gathered organic fed diet, so certified humane, good stuff. The Incredible Edible. So Thompson, we just read a couple of books. What did we just read?
Chemistry and Rocks and Minerals.
What's your favorite part of chemistry?
Well, I really like to read biology a lot.
But what's your favorite part of chemistry?
I like the whole family.
You like the whole family? What family are you talking about here?
I'm talking about the chemicals for life.
Oh, the obnoxious organics?
No, the chemicals for life.
The chemicals for life.
Yeah.
Chemicals for life. And those are which ones?
Water, greenhouse gases, oxygen, chlorophyll, carbon, nitrogen, carbon dioxide, DNA, protein, and ozone.
Nice. Why do you like them so much? I mean, aside from they provide life.
Because I thought those guys were good, so I choose them by myself.
They are good. They're very good. Except for greenhouse gases. We don't like that so much. And what's the other book you just read?
For greenhouse gases? Trying to get a bag of greenhouse gases? Are you kidding?
So you just read this book too, and this is Rocks and Minerals. What was your favorite Rocks and Minerals?
I really like the fossils a lot.
You like the fossils?
Yeah.
And there are four kinds of fossils. Most people don't know that, but what are the four kinds of fossils?
Prism fossil and except for trace fossil and impressive fossil, they're no good.
You don't like trace fossil or impression fossil? Why not?
Yeah, because they only like replacement fossil and amber. Because people keep trying to, because replacement fossil looks very good to me.
This old rocker is once living matter that has turned to stone, a surefire way for extinct organisms to leave their mark on Earth. Body cells are sometimes preserved, showing how life worked. Yeah, that's a pretty good one. And then you like the amber. A real golden glory, this character is fossilized tree resin. Neither mineral nor fossil, it's often treated as a gemstone. A fossil collector, it's the ultimate preserver of tiny life. So amber is pretty cool. Its symbol is C10H16O. That's pretty cool.
Crusher.
So what are you playing with today over here?
I'm playing with letters and dominoes.
Letters and dominoes? What are your letters?
Well, we just reached H, F, and T from the fridge and saved the rest.
Whoop. And what are the animals on your dominoes?
I don't really know.
That was a special guest appearance by the Salty, the diesel engine who works at the Brendam Docks. And on the docks, of course, there's Cranky, who is now...
Salty.
And who?
And Salty.
Well, yeah, I just said Salty. Cranky right now is hoisting up...
Charlie!
The cheeky engine.
When it flies! The Jellycopter! What has four legs but never moves?
And that was a special appearance by Charlie. It's a pretty chill day here. I hope everyone else is having a nice and relaxing hump day. It is Wednesday.
Yeah, what's both Thursday, Friday, and Saturday?
They are yet to come. But yet have already been. And isn't that funny how things go in circles? Especially time.
Plop.
Get these mutters. Get the crushing machine ready.
Daddy, I pretend that I'm the crushing machine. I'm the one who crushes the legend.
Well, Thompson, we're almost out of time. Do you have any special shout-outs you want to do? Of course, we definitely want to send shout-outs to Allie.
And Cohen and Mama.
And Allie.
And Cohen and Mama.
Yes, and who else? Grandmother, Godmother, Aunt Lisa, Aunt Tara, Aunt Lori, Uncle Dave. Who else? How about any kids? You want to say hi to any kids?
And good morning up there to Laura Honer's preschool.
Anybody up there you want to say hello to?
What about Ed, our fellow?
Yes, we do love Ed. All right, that's all we got time for right now. We will see you the next time. Everybody love everybody. Be good to each other out there.
Okay.
E-L-E.
E-L-E.